Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is, we got a pretty bad echo. I'm going to close these doors for a second. It is Palm Sunday. Maybe the echo is me. Okay. You never did that. That's great. So a few words about our service. We will have, I'm going to step forward so it's not, that doesn't help either. Okay. I just have to deal with this echo in my own way. So we're going to have our brief procession out here. We will process into the sanctuary. You will take your palms as we sing, and we will put them around the communion aisle. So you will come in this way, put your palms by the communion table. Just keeping a space for me to walk back and forth for them. And then go to your left or right, and then come into your seat. Hopefully that all makes sense. That's good. It is good that you are all here, and today as we usher in Holy Week, we will encounter God in word and sacrament. And thank you to all of our friends who are joining online, whom I shut the door with so they can't see us because of the sound. It's not because you're not wanted. So let us journey together, usher in Holy Week, and let us begin worship with the words printed in our bulletin. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they had come near Jerusalem, and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." And the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. And a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the holy city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, for redeeming the world through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread garments and branches along the way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that joined in his death and resurrection, we enter life through you, through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us go forth in peace. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross.
Your mercy enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now I'd like to invite the children to come forward for children's message. Morning, everyone. How is everyone today?
Good.
You got a rock. What is up with the palms? You don't know. Do you know? Do you guys know? It's hard to think.
Something.
Yes, it's palm something.
Sunday.
Sunday. Yes. Palm Sunday. So we have palms. But let me. Let me ask you a question to help us understand what this is all about.
Especially for me.
Yeah, especially for me. If you have a guest coming over to your house, someone is special, or maybe it's a holiday, and you have the whole family over, what does your parents do? What does your parents ask you to do?
Clean
the house.
Stay out of
their face. Their face, yes. But primarily clean, right? Maybe does she tell you to wash up before they come over? Maybe change your clothes out of your sweaty t-shirt and into something nice. And so why do we do that? Why do we clean house, dress up, wash up? To get ready for them, because that is something very special, and we usher in their specialness by having a clean house. And so these palms today are the same way. Jesus is coming to Jerusalem. He starts Holy Week, and we're waving our palms to say it is special, and here is the King coming to Jerusalem. Yes, because the people did it, and we're waving palms now to remember that they did that. But, there's something even more important than Jesus did this. What is the words we said when Jesus came? We said, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And friends, we've talked about baptism. And how when I take the water and I sprinkle it on you, you know that God is there and God loves you. But follow me now. It's road trip time. Come here. Field trip. You'll stand right here for a second. This is like the water. Because when we are prepared to have this meal when we believe that God is present and Jesus is present, we take it over here, and what do you think we say? We say, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, because Jesus is here in this bread. And like when the water hits you, when you take that bread and you eat the bread, and you have the wine and you drink it, we know you have the great Jesus. You know that Jesus is here. Jesus came to Jerusalem, but Jesus is also here for you. Yeah. Jesus is here to love you, that God is with you. Now let us pray. Here, bring our hands together on the count of three. One, two, three. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for coming to us.
Thank you for coming to us.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I do not believe we have Sunday. Or we do. We do have Sunday.
so true. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride to bring the world to you. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, conquering King. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, conquering King. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride to set your people free. Ride on, Jesus, ride.
Reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from the insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near, who will contend with me. Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare my guilt? Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Today's Psalm is Psalm 31. You will find it on page 4 of your bulletin, and we will read it responsibly. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly.
For my life is wasted with grief, and my ears are sighing. My strength fails me.
I am the scorn of all my enemies, a disgrace to my neighbors, a dismay to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they avoid me.
Like the dead, I am forgotten, out of mind. I am as useless as a broken heart.
For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life.
Trust me, I have trusted in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God.
My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Let your face shine.
second reading is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, starting chapter 2. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
My friends, before we continue, let me just say, remind us that we stand for the reading of the gospel to stand in acknowledgement as a symbol that Christ is in our presence for that reading. And now I would ask you at this moment to sit. We have a very long reading. But to heighten our own drama of this reading, our own entering into this reading, I will ask us to stand near the end. So I will pause and I will indicate that we stand, and we will stand to usher in this sense of the King amongst us. So let us begin the second reading of our Passion Palm Sunday. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you? Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus whom is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they handed him over. And while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. And the governor again said to them, "Which of these two do you want me to release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah? And all of them said, let him be crucified. Then the governor asked, why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather a riot was beginning, he took some water and he washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourself. Then the whole people answered, his blood be on us. So he released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. And then the soldiers took Jesus into the governor's headquarters. And they gathered a whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. They spat on him and took the reed and struck him in the head. And after mocking, they stripped him of the robe, put on his own clothes, and then led him away to crucify him. And as they went, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they compelled this man to carry his cross. And now I invite you all to stand as we continue our reading. And then, when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes amongst themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, He saved others. He cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross now, and then we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him. God wants to, for he said, I am God's son. The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. And from noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And when some of the bystanders heard it, they said, this man is calling for Elijah. At once, one of them ran, got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the other said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Then Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and breathed his last. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, truly, this man was God's. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Today is a long reading and a long service. I promise to keep my words very short and brief. In order to not distract us from the drama that is unfolding in our community, we are ushering in Holy Week today. We did this literally by bringing this in. We are entering Holy Week. And the drama of today is these two readings, these roller coaster of readings, from the Hosanna to the heartache. So I wish only to highlight those two seeming contradictions. What does the Hosanna and what does the heartache have to do with our service this morning? But there is one unifying thing to all of this. This is Jesus entering as the King. This is how Jesus becomes King. And we are entering into this mystery, the same mystery that Paul speaks of. Jesus, who did not see equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself and was obedient unto death, and even the death of a cross. And because of this, Christ is elevated to a name above all names, that every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Christ is Lord. And that is the drama of today. Jesus becoming King. Jesus entering Jerusalem to fulfill the vocation of the Messiah. The vocation of God's chosen who will take on the powers of evil and defeat them. At the hands of the Romans, which are a symbol of these deeper and truer powers, these cosmic powers that are the problem. Martin Luther would say that Christ's war was against sin, death, and the devil. And those three are personified here with these, the power of Rome. And Christ comes to do battle with them. But the tension, the contradiction, is a battle unlike any we have ever seen. Because in it, Christ becomes the victim. And in this mock trial, in this hall of injustice, Christ is declared king. Given a crown, a robe, a scepter in his hand, has the word king inscribed over him, and then is enthroned on Christ's seat, which is the cross. The cross elevates and lifts Christ up as the king. And that is a contradiction of our story. In order for Christ to come and fulfill his vocation as Messiah, as king, Christ must come and swallow up all the hate, the power, the death, the sin of the world, taking it on himself and doing what none of us can ever do. And that is defeating them. For death has no dominion over God. And so coming for God, death itself is swallowed up in this victory. So from start to finish, today is about Jesus becoming king. Jesus destroying the power of sin and death for us. And that is why these words, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," is said as we prepare our meal before God. This meal where Christ comes, this is Christ coming for us. This story is not just about Christ coming to Jerusalem a long time ago, but Christ coming here and now into our lives, being King Jesus for us, coming to offer grace, love, and mercy for us, with us, and in us. This is the story. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. For that one comes for us, comes for you. Amen.
Amen.
Sustained by God's abundant mercy, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of creation. Save your church, O God. Enable us to boldly confess in every time and place that Jesus Christ is Lord. With the humility of a servant, equip congregations, synods, and other ministry settings to proclaim your extravagant love for all. Merciful God.
Receive our prayer.
Save your creation, O God. Every living being you have made has purpose. Give us renewed appreciation of farm animals who labor in the fields, service animals who accompany their human companions, and beloved pets who live alongside us. Merciful God.
Receive our prayer.
Save the peoples of the earth, O God. Restore dignity to those who are scorned and persecuted for their religious beliefs or political activism, and deliver them from the hands of their enemies. Bring peace to places where conflict runs deep. Merciful God.
Receive our prayer.
Save those who cry to you in any need, O God. Watch over all who are incarcerated and awaiting trial, and stand with those who are unjustly accused. Be present with those feeling isolated, lonely, or fearful. Pray for those who are ill, especially Leif, Aaron, Rich, Mariah, Jane, Mike, Kevin, Jim, Kelly, Clifford, Nicole, Madeline, Ara, Barry, Sandy, Penelope, Wyla, victims of the war in Ukraine and earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and people of Furlong Lutheran Church. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Save us in your love, O God. Guide the work of church musicians, pastors, choirs, readers, deacons, technicians, acolytes, and all who assist in worship. Sustain them in their leadership as they accompany congregations to this holy week. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Save us at last, O God. We give you thanks for your saints of old, who embodied your servant love, and you came to their aid. So deliver us in times of trial, that every knee would bend in praise to you. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your steadfast love and your promise to renew your whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share that peace of Christ with those around you.
Of Christ, Mary.
Thank you.
invite you now to stand as we prepare for this meal, this time of God's presence amongst us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you. Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gathered your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." And with this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. And we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence.
Come, Holy Spirit.
With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen.
Gather together in in one by the Holy Spirit. Let us pray as our Lord taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. And all are welcome here to come and partake of this feast. In just a minute, the usher will have one side of the room come forward. We ask that you come with one hand folded in the next, receive the elements in your hand, and then you will come to the wine, and you can take either the wine, which is the red liquid, or the lighter liquid, which is grape juice. And if you wish to just come and receive a blessing, come with your arms folded. But know that this table is for all the people, and all are welcome here.
Thank you.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Embodied God, at your table we have tasted the goodness of Jesus. With the eyes of our heart open to your promise, empower us to hear the needs of our neighbors and touch the world with your love.
Amen.
Now we pause briefly for any announcements we have in our community. I don't know that we have a microphone. So speak loudly.
You're going to move up and speak loudly.
Yes.
It's show and tell here today.
Okay. You can also use the microphone at the podium.
No, this is okay. I have a very I want you all to know that our Sunday school children have been involved in a giving project. As you know, we are giving $50 gift cards to each of the 10 families that live at Samaritan House. And I'll deliver them on Wednesday, and they'll be given out by the group at Samaritan House on the Friday. And we want our children to be more involved with our giving. So in Sunday school, they've learned what we are doing. And Bo Newell and Bonnie Powell and Patty Fox have sewn up these cute little bunnies, and the children have been sewing little noses and tails on them and writing gift tags that say Happy Easter from Atonement Lutheran Church. So just wanted you to know that we're doing something wonderful and our children are helping out a great deal. Thank you. And Karen.
Just a reminder for all of you, the vigil on Saturday evening is going to start at 8 o'clock. And that is to keep in mind and to do the whole thing from darkness to light. So it's important that we start when it's dark, or almost. And I know most of you, some of you, do not prefer to drive at night. Just remind you that Dan and I, coming from the south and from the north, are willing to give people rides if they would like to participate in that service, and I hope you will. But also, we would be very happy to help you get here. So, just give us a call.
And just a final reminder, as we're entering Holy Week, the most sacred week of our liturgical calendar, that we will have services Monday, Thursday, on Thursday at 7, Good Friday at 7 on Friday, and the vigil at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and then Sunday morning worship here at 10, no adult forum on Easter Sunday, that's one thing too many, but come for all, come for a part, come for whatever speaks to you as we encounter the story of Jesus, as we encounter the symbols of our faith. And with all that being said, let us prepare our hearts and minds for the benediction. May God, the giver of love, Christ, the resurrection and the life, and the Holy Spirit of rebirth, bless you in this Lenten journey.
Amen. Amen.
Peace, serve the Lord.